So I'm really privileged and honored to be talking to a good friend of mine in journalism, probably the premier Arab American journalist in the United States. His newspaper really is, there are a lot of Arab American newspapers and Muslim papers, but the Arab American News is probably the most professional newspaper in the Arab American and Muslim community in the United States, publishing weekly, very professional, great writers. And you've been doing it what now over 40 years, hasn't it? Since the 80s? How long has
For
it been, Osama?
that's the last 40 years.
Wow, 40 years. I remember I did a comedy show for one of your anniversaries. I love that you had a great crowd out there.
1984 we started. That's correct.
So Osama Siblani has been publishing Arab American News. It's very professional. And if you want a source for what's happening in Michigan and especially in the greater Detroit region about what Arab Americans and Muslims are doing, his newspaper is the source. So that's why I wanted to come to you, Osama. Tell us about what is the significance of the election that we saw yesterday, Tuesday, February 27th in Michigan regarding Biden and Trump. What did we see happen? Was it what's the meaning and why is it important?
Well, first of all, it happened like maybe by accident or the way that the election system in the United States permitted this
Right.
accident to happen, that Michigan is one of six or seven swing states. Other swing states, including Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, also Michigan. And some of those swing states, they probably have an idea who is going to win them. So it's going to end up, whoever is going to be the next president of the United States come November has to win Michigan, has to win the 15 electoral votes in Michigan. Even if they win Nevada, because Nevada is still a swing state right now and they don't know which way it's going.
Right.
But if they win the six electoral votes in Nevada, they're not going to be able to bring enough electoral college in order to declare their presidency. Michigan has a 15 electoral college votes that makes the difference and bring in the president to the United States in November. That's why Michigan is significant. Now, why Arab Americans are significant in this race? Because in 2016, Donald Trump won by 11,000, less than 11,000 votes. 2020, Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump in Michigan by less than 153,000, 154,000, less than 154,000. According to the numbers that we have, there has been almost 146,000 Arab Americans who voted in 2020. Today, of course, it's not, these numbers are very, very high, much higher than that. And also in 2020, we're much higher, but we don't have all the numbers. So 146,000 in 2020 today is more. It means that we gave them 70% of our votes to Joe Biden. If we did not make him win, we contributed to his winning in 2020. But what happened between 2020 and today, that we have 30,000 Palestinians
Right.
who dead at least, and we have probably the death toll will mount immediately after we stop the fighting and we start counting and digging and removing people from under the rubble. And also about 70, more than 70,000 wounded. And 1.5 million homeless, and starvation, famine. The United Nations is warning of a disaster, human disaster in Gaza, and this administration is doing absolutely nothing to stop it, to at least remedy the situation and stop the deterioration in Gaza and the human suffering of the Palestinians there in the West Bank, in Jerusalem, and also stop the bombing in Lebanon, in Yemen, and Iraq. This is going to be a decisive election for us as a community. And We frankly are very upset, angry, and sad about what's happening in Gaza. And the
And
only
just
thing that we can do is use what we have in order to fight back. And what we have, which has happened to be in 2024, and it's extremely important, and we can make a difference, is our votes. And
right.
that's what happened on February 27th.
And let's touch on a few points because everybody seems to be focused on October 7th, that Hamas attacks Israel on October 7th, but they seem to forget that Israel had been attacking the Gazans and Palestinians nearly every month for decades prior to October 7th. So it just seemed that there was this bias in the United States. And because of the attack on October 7th was so broad, 1,200 Israelis allegedly were killed. We don't know what the truth is of the details because the Israeli propaganda is so terrible. excuse me. The Israelis have used that over the past 5 months to massacre almost 30,000 Palestinians. We've heard Joe Biden, as you point out, say, oh, he sympathizes with us, that he cares about us. He started a partnership with us. Remember when he got elected? And yet we don't see anything. Is there a feeling that we're among the Arabs that you know, are they protesting against Biden or have they rejected Biden? In other words, are they trying to push him to do the right thing? Because 4 months now, 30,000 people have died. And I think in Chicago, Samir Khalil used this phrase that 4 years of Donald Trump doesn't even come close to 4 months of Biden in Gaza. 30,000 people is horrible. Is this a protest that's going to be ameliorated later, or is this a rejection of Biden?
Well, first of all, I think that we have tried very hard to reach out to the administration through several means, including, maybe through the media, the mainstream media, through demonstrations and protests in front of the White House, in front of Blinken's home, in front of senators. When he came here, when his people came here, we also used all means, exhausted all means by communicating with his campaign manager, who I met with her for an hour and a half, and also with the White House delegation that came in. And we have done every time our utmost, in order to communicate a message of how angry we are and how upset we are
Right.
and how sad we are and how terrible it is what's happening in Gaza. And all this when, we were just throwing it on a deaf ear, because they do not want to listen. They do not want to even act on it. Even they're refusing to even declare a ceasefire or ask for a ceasefire.
Right. They vetoed the resolution in the Security Council
Yeah,
three
I
times,
mean,
right?
ceasefire means that no one is dead on both sides, the Israelis and the, and then you can do something to remedy the situation. And like you said, it's very important that we indicate that. Like they said at the beginning that Israel has the right to defend itself. Okay, well, Palestinians have the right to defend themselves. And like you said, the conflict did not start on October 7th, it started in 1948.
Right.
But the response of Israel on October 7th's attack is disproportionate. It is extremely disproportionate to the extent of a war crime. And by that mean, I'd like to thank, the best Arab country in the Arab world, South Africa, for
Right.
bringing this to the international court. And
Right.
for us to even consider voting for, how can we, in our clear conscience, how could we just go out and vote for Joe Biden when he is a partner in killing so many people in
Yeah.
our families?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one person here, I think a pharmacist in Ann Arbor. He lost in one day 80 members of his family. How do you look these people in the eyes? How do you sleep at night when you can cast a vote for Joe
Doesn't
Biden anymore? So we have given them ample time and space in order for him to make the right decision and start helping Palestinians to recover from the disaster that he imposed on them. with Netanyahu, with his partner in the crime, Netanyahu. But he refused. Even to utter the word ceasefire, he refused. And you know, like, they tell us all garbage and BS, and they give us, you know, some lame duck excuses like we cannot control Netanyahu. I mean, come on. That is absolutely absurd.
Right.
Because today, who believes Biden, Joe Biden administration, that they cannot control Netanyahu and his government? I mean, at the same time that they're saying that, they're pushing through the Congress a proposal, you know, to give them $14 billion and more
second,
bonds.
This is a second 14. I think it's like $33 billion total just in the last 4 months that they've given them, plus ammunition, military equipment. Do you think this is the problem?
They short circuited the whole thing, you know, like they bypassed the Congress to give them 2,000 pounds bombed to kill more people.
Right.
I mean, like, who really buys all the stuff that we cannot dictate our terms to the Israelis? They are partners in the crime, and therefore we had to use what we have in order to fight back, which is our vote. And I think that no one was, I'm happy, I'm not surprised that we got the uncommitted votes over 104,000. You know, like, I believe that what happened is more important than the uncommitted votes. And let me explain to you. First of all, if you look at the two parties, the Democrat and the Republican, elections in Michigan, the Democratic election had more energy in it because of the uncommitted vote, because of the Arab American vote, because of the Muslim vote. The whole media in the United States converged on Dearborn to cover this. So there was so much energy in the Democratic election than the Republican. Because the Republican, everybody knows that Donald Trump is going to take over Nikki Haley, and it's not. But if you look at the numbers, more than 1.1 million voted in the Republican Party. And the Republican Party in Michigan is in trouble.
Yeah.
While only over 762,000 voted in the Democratic, including the uncommitted and Biden and all the. So that tells you that there is more and more Democrats who are disenchanted with the whole Democratic Party, and they sat home. I'm not talking about the uncommitted. I'm talking about those who sat home and he did not. Remember, there were 5 million people who voted less in 2020.
Right.
Now, we do not see this energy in the Democratic Party.
Right.
And that is also another thing that Biden had to take, and the administration and the Democratic Party has to take into account.
So
another thing before we jump into anything.
Ahead. That's all right.
I really think, Ray, what's important in here is not only Joe Biden. I think we should punish the Democratic Party, who we have given their votes, our votes to them, since 2004, when John Kerry ran against Bush, W. Bush, George W. Bush, and also when Barack Obama ran for second term, and also when Hillary Clinton ran against Donald Trump, and also with Joe Biden. We have given so many of our votes, so much of our votes, every election, whether it's a midterm election or a general election, to the Democrats. And what do we get out of it?
Nothing.
This is what we get out of it. So more killing and more destruction.
See, and I think your analysis of the election vote is very significant. See, I think what you said, people don't recognize it, because it's very important what you said. It isn't just 104,000 uncommitted votes in the Democratic primary. It's the fact that the Republican turnout was so much higher than the Democratic turnout that it suggests that the Democrats, a lot of people, are flocking to the other side. Now, they're not doing it because they love Trump, correct? They're doing it because they're angry at Biden, but that's normal voting, isn't it? Sometimes we vote against somebody, not for somebody.
Well, that's exactly what happened in 2020, Ray. We did not vote for Joe Biden because we trusted Joe Biden. We thought that he's the great leader. No,
we
just voted for him because we wanted to vote against Donald Trump.
Right.
And it turned out to be he's worse than Donald Trump. You know,
right.
It is really shameful, and it's very sad that we have these two candidates that we have to choose one of them. You know,
right.
America is really in deep, deep, deep trouble because of the choices that's being presented. Every time, you know, I meet a journalist, they ask me, you know, oh, okay, if it's not Joe Biden, then it's Donald Trump. And I say, okay, well, why are you blaming me?
Right, right.
I am only one person in this country of 335 million. I mean, we have to produce better candidates. Our election system, unfortunately, and election laws don't allow it.
Right.
But and we're getting worse and worse as far as the candidates that we are being presented with. So now, you know, now we have already submitted our complaint in writing in the ballot box where the numbers are very important. And if you look at the numbers, I mean, Joe Biden should really think a lot about it. Like Donald Trump alone got more votes than all the people who voted in the Democratic election in Michigan. He got 780 or something, and everybody voted in the Democratic election in the primary, 764,000, this number. So Donald Trump got like more than all of the people uncommitted and the other candidates and Joe Biden. And that should tell Biden something very important, that he is in trouble not only with Arab Americans, but with Americans as well.
Right. So and the Arab Americans and Muslims, we're getting a lot of support from African Americans,
of course,
Asians that are upset with what he's doing, what Biden is doing in the Middle East. And I know that a lot of liberal media have been lobbying me, telling me, you know, Ray, if you vote against Biden, you're going to end up with Donald Trump. And I keep saying, either way, what are you trying to tell me, that one person is, you know, that Trump is worse than Biden? To me, it's when you allow 30,000 people to be killed and you don't stand up to defend them and stop that massacre. You can call me all the names you want. You could say you don't want me to come to this country. That's so much different than allowing 30,000 people to be killed. It's horrible. So is this a long-term strategy, right?
Yeah.
We end up with Trump. He's going to get elected, I think. So we just have to deal with him for 4 years.
Well, I'm not going to be celebrating if Trump is elected. But I think that we will have to take it the way it comes, you know.
Right.
And I, you know, as far as Trump is concerned, his the danger of Trump is not on the outside, not on the outside world. It's on the inside. And the danger of re-electing Joe Biden is on both inside and outside. And so for Americans are really presented with these two choices, and they have to make one. And I bow to democracy. And whatever they choose, I'm going to bow to it. But I can tell you one thing, that people are not stupid. I'm not talking about Arab American Muslim voters, but American voters are not stupid. They're taking them for granted.
Right.
I'm going to give you a scenario to show you how insulting the administration is. They're asking for $60 billion to give to Ukrainians in order to fight Russian occupation. But at the same time, they're giving Israelis $14 billion to occupy Palestinians in the same bill. On what ground does this stand? What kind of a principle we're talking about? We give money to people to fight occupation, and we give people to occupy other people. You know, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. So people look at this and say, why? Why is this happening? It's true that they don't talk about it in the media, but that doesn't mean that people do not think about this. People think about it.
Right.
And people, they see today what Israel is doing to the Palestinians, not through the American mainstream media, but through TikToks and other social media platforms, even though Zuckerberg has controlled Instagram and Facebook and WhatsApp, and they're trying to you know, to muzzle anyone who speaks against Israel. But there are other platforms. And people are sick and tired of how this country is pampering Israel and giving Israel everything they need in order to commit more killing. And you know what? This Marine or this U.S. serviceman who lit himself on fire,
Aaron Bushnell, right?
That by himself tells you how desperate the Americans have become with this administration, how depressed with this administration. So, you know, I think we have done what we have done. The message has been delivered.
Right.
The person that needs to hear, now, is he going to do something about it? We have now to see. And accordingly, I say, the people who ask me, what would Joe Biden can do in order for you to change your mind and endorse him again and vote for him again? I say that he has to be better than Jesus, bringing 30,000 from death. But never say never again, because
right.
I want to see. We've asked the White House when we met with them. When I met with them, I gave them 7 points. I said, ceasefire, exchange hostages, withdraw your Israeli army from Gaza, stop the war. And then America should start helping Palestinians recover from the disaster that we've contributed to make them homeless and starving, and they have nothing to eat or to drink. Okay, they have no roof over their head. So we have responsibility to help Palestinians recover from the disaster. This. Second, third, that why can't we be serious about a Palestinian state? Why can't we be serious about resolving this problem? Not take it 30 more years like from Oslo. No, immediately.
Right.
Do something to stop this, because otherwise October 7 will happen again. And there is no limit to how much the Palestinians will fight for their freedom.
Yeah, and I know that Biden just recently said, oh, we're going to move towards a Palestinian state. We're going to re-energize that. And I was thinking, you know what? We've been saying that for 30, 40 years, and nothing has happened. They can't keep.
No, there is a saying in Egypt, in Egyptian, you know, like it's a very popular idiom. It says that in Arabic, "أسمع كلامك يعجبني، أشوف أعمالك استعجب."
Right.
Like, I don't know if you can translate it to English, but you know, I hear your words, you know, oh, I like them, you know, but I see your action.
Right.
And I wonder what you're talking about.
Their actions are different from their words. And
that's what's happening right now with the Biden administration. They're trying to give us, you know, I'm sorry, BS, in order for us to be quiet, you know, and while Netanyahu, you know, continuing his sick, plan of ethnic cleansing and killing and demolishing Gaza, and then he will turn to West Bank and maybe Jerusalem and then Lebanon.
And just a final question, Osama. Yeah. Again, we're talking with Osama Siblani. He is the publisher of Arab American News, based in Dearborn. He's the only newspaper in the Arab American community that owns his own building. That tells us something about the Arab American communications in this country. You are the biggest paper. You're the only one. There are a lot of other papers, and I don't mean to demean them, but you are the one that's closest to being the most professional in our community. I wish we had a stronger media. I wish you were a national paper. And I think that holds us back, that we don't have a stronger voice, you know, a network, that we don't come together. My last question is, can the Arabs sustain this anger through November? Or do you think that Biden has a chance of ameliorating us, throwing breadcrumbs at us, saying things that make us feel good? Or do we lose our emotion? You know, maybe 6 months, 8 months from now, we're not going to be as emotional if the war stops. Can this be sustained through November?
I think it's a very good question, Ray, because we are also emotional, you know, at this time. But I think the story is going to grow bigger as when the war stops, because now Israel killed 120 journalists, so they do not tell the story.
Right.
soon as the dust settled, you know, journalists like yourself, me, and everybody else are curious to go in and see what happened.
Right.
And then they kind of tell the stories of how devastated this war was to the Palestinians, and how the Palestinians have lived through hell, and also how they buried their loved ones. And the story is going to grow bigger. It's going to grow bigger. It's not going to be like, not going to go away.
Yeah.
And I think that as we move on, more of this is going to come towards us, to hit us in the face. And no, shame on us if we forget. Shame of us if we forgive.
Right.
Shame of us if we go and take crumbs. We do not need anything from them other than being, you know, good, being, you know, with the principle that we declare. You know, we say that we're for freedom, we're for human rights. Where is the humanity and freedom?
Right.
We are not asking for favors. We're asking for the United States to be the United States that calls itself the leader of the free world. So we are not here asking for any favors, and we're not going to take crumbs. Some may take crumbs, but I'll tell you, our people are not dumb, they're not stupid, and they're not gonna just go with the wind, you know, whatever they say, they will go with them. No, they have leaders that they trust, and of course we have leaders who will sell out. So we are gonna have to wait and see. But comes November, we will always remember what happened in October. And at that time, another messages will be sent in the ballot box, and it will be very decisive at that time.
My guest is Osama Siblani, the publisher of Arab American News, based in Dearborn, probably the most prestigious and recognized Arab American publication in the United States. Your website is ArabAmericanNews.com, correct?
Correct.
ArabAmericanNews.com. You should be going there if you want to know what's happening in the Arab American community. That is the place to go. I use it as a barometer when I have to do stories. I check with Dearborn first. And there's so many other things I want to talk to you about, Osama, but let's stop here, and hopefully we'll talk again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for hosting me, Ray. Take care and come and visit us in Dearborn.
I will do that.